Cassia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns page 5 of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Of the four people who had seen the unknown man on the Berlin plane, one, the American pilot Godowsky, was dead, and we'd let his murderer escape. That was Peter Ridgway, another of the passengers on the plane. He took a 15-foot jump out of a window of Godowsky's hotel in Knightsbridge, and we lost him in a fog. But what was behind it all? Cutts and I hunted about for a while that night, and then went back to the hotel to join Inspector Frayne from Scotland Yard. Feeling darn fools for letting Ridgway get away,
I shouldn't worry too much, Keene. You say the fellow was limping, and you know how he was dressed. I'll bet you an even 10 bob we pick him up within 24 hours.
I hope you're right. Well, what do you make of it?
Well, the question presents itself. Why should this chap Ridgway shove a knife into the American?
Mm-hmm.
Was it because he could have given us a description of the fifth man on the plane?
That's my guess.
But why do it like this? What chance had he of getting away with it? They went to the desk together, according to the hotel manager, the best of friends. Godowsky offered to share his room with Ridgway, and they were headed for Piccadilly to make a night of it.
Yes, I know, I know. Cutts and I have been over and over the same ground.
And here's another thing. Suppose Godowsky was killed because it had a good look at your imposter. What's the sense of killing Godowsky unless they kill the other two as well? The Bergner girl and the airborne division chief Mitchell.
Oh, of course, you're quite right. What have you done about them, by the way?
The Birmingham police are looking Mitchell up. We've posted a man to keep an eye on Miss Bergner's flat. He's dressed up as a street cleaner.
Well, what's the next move?
Cutts and I need some sleep.
Just on 6. I've sent a chap to wake the housemaid on this floor. The thing that really sticks in my mind, Keene, is this. This room was a mess when you came in this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, good Lord, yes. Frightful mess.
If Ridgway and Godowsky had been fighting, why hadn't they woken anyone up?
If you're trying to make me out a thundering fool, friend, well, you're doing a jolly good job. When Cutts and I got here, Ridgway was on the floor with a bloodstained knife in his hand. That was enough for me to go on at the time. And if Ridgway was in the clear, why did he take that header out of the window?
Oh, you're the housemaid, I presume. Come in and shut the door.
Dragging people out of their beds in the middle of the night.
You'd have had to get up in a half an hour anyway. What's your name, miss?
Dora.
This is Major Keem, and my name's Frayne. I'm from Scotland Yard. You'll have heard what happened here early in the night.
Like Porter told me just now over a cup of tea. Proper gruesome, I'll call it.
You're permanently assigned to look after this floor, aren't you, Dora?
That's me job, and I'll do it.
I'm sure you do. Did you hear anything out of the ordinary around about 3 o'clock this morning?
When I'm asleep, I'm asleep. Takes a good bit to wake me.
You heard nothing at all?
I just told you, didn't I?
Do your duties include unpacking for the guests?
I don't have to. Sometimes I do.
Did you unpack for Lieutenant Godowsky?
He asked me to.
Well, look, Dora. I want you to go over all his belongings here. I want you to think as hard as you can and tell us if there's anything missing that you remember seeing when you unpacked. Take your time. We'll be back in 10 or 12 minutes.
I know that I'm too keen on pawing through a dead man's belongings.
Just do as we say. It's important. Very important. If there's anything missing and you can tell us, might help us to catch the man who did this. You want to help, don't you?
Well, all right. But don't you think I like it?
That'll be all, miss.
Don't worry. I don't want no invitation to stay. Coppers. Think I'm going to tell you the camera's gone when I've got it to sell myself? You coppers must think a girl's balmy, you know.
Look here, Frayne. I'm going to get the Bergner girl up to our place this afternoon after I've had some sleep. I'm going to take her over this affair from the time those five people came together at the Templar Veridrome. Care to be there, too?
I'll have to see the assistant commissioner first. The murder of Godowsky is our business, but the rest of it's yours.
Well, do your best, will you? I'd like to have you with us.
I'd like to have Ridgway with us. At the moment, old man, Ridgway's the key to the thing. Let me see. I wonder if that night porter could rustle us up a whiskey.
There you are, Peter. Drink that. Whiskey and not coffee. And you're lucky to get it.
Thanks. You're a funny girl. You meet an absolute stranger at 4 o'clock in the morning, take him in, hide him from the police...
Never mind what sort of girl I am. You should be worrying about how to get yourself out of this mess. Peter, from what you've told me, the man who killed your friend must have wanted something. Badly.
Yes, I know. If he'd only been concerned about us seeing him on the plane, he'd have killed us both. Don't let's talk about it anymore now. There's something sticking in my head, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Something about the room when I was there with Cutts and Major Keane. There was something missing. I want to forget about it for a while. Maybe it'll come back. Listen, Sally. Just suppose I was a murderer. Aren't you taking a frightful chance?
No. Because you're not.
Do you do this sort of thing very often?
I've never had a man in these two rooms before in my life.
Who are you? And what are you, Sally?
Just a girl.
Where do you work?
I'm a cigarette girl at the Red Feathers Club in Wardour Street. I get £3 a week and tips, and I've been on my own since I was 10.
No people of your own?
Not a soul. I've been kicked around. You get kicked around when you're on your own. Nobody can tell me anything.
I still can't make you out.
Do you have to look twice when someone does you a good turn? You don't know how you looked last night when I shone the torch in your face. You're going to say I'm silly. But something happened. Honest, Peter. I've been in trouble and I've been hungry and I've been cold. And I've said to myself, if you ever see anyone like you, Sally, anywhere, anytime, no matter what they are or what they do, you do something to help if you can.
If I'd been told anything like this could happen, I wouldn't have believed it. But Sally, you must let me give you some money.
If you ever talk about paying me again, you can get out.
I'm sorry, I'm out of my debt. I won't mention it again. Oh, this is a good snap of you. Was it taken long ago?
About a year. It's at Regent's Park Zoo. An American took it.
Jolly good. Must have been a good camera.
It was one of those German ones with knobs and little bits all over it. He used to say it was liberated.
Just a minute. What did you say?
The camera. He used to say it was liberated.
That's it. Yes, yes, yes. That's what they were after. That's what was missing. Godowsky's camera. Now I remember. At Tempelhof. He snapped Hedy Bergner and Scammell was in the background. The man who wasn't Scammell.
What are you talking about?
Now we're getting somewhere. Sally, where can I sleep?
You can take my room. I'll make myself comfy on the sofa.
No. The sofa's for me. You've done enough. I'd like to kiss you.
No, thanks.
I wasn't offering you that kind of kiss.
All I've ever had were that kind. Come on, get some sleep.
Yes, miss. And when I'm back on my toes, I'm going to do some hunting on my own account. I'm going after a certain Miss Hetty Bergner, who so badly wanted Godowsky's address. Sally, I'm beginning to see the light.
Well, you ought to. The sun's coming up. Let's get some blankets out of my room.
Well, what kept you, Hetty? We've been waiting half an hour.
Should have a more accessible hideout.
You've seen the papers. Ridgway got away from them.
Before we start talking about Ridgway, get Yachty out of the room.
Yachty, you're not deaf, are you?
Oh, thanks. The sight of that creature makes my blood run cold.
How do you expect a man who'd kill you for a pinch of snuff to look? About Ridgway, this is bad.
I know. I won't be able to make love to him and lead him to you so you can make him tell you what became of the camera.
Until the police get him, or by some extraordinary fluke, one of Yachty's poles find him, we're tied hand and foot. There's £1 million at stake. Two men killed for it already, and we're tied hand and foot because a fool of an American snapped a picture of me at Tempelhof Aerodrome.
You paid him in full, didn't you?
But until the negative of that picture's destroyed, I don't show my face to anyone. The whole structure of our plan falls to pieces the moment MI5 lays its hands on that camera. Where is it, Hady? Where is it?
We have to get to Ridgeway.
Where is it? Where?
Good morning, miss. What can I do for you?
I want to have a look at some bracelets. But they must be made of jade.
Jade bracelets, miss? Here, come into the back room. Well, what you got this time, Dora?
It's a Jerry camera, Quinn. And I want 120 quid for it.
Ah, another American gift at Bailey's, eh?
Never you mind. 120, I want not a penny less.
Mm-hmm. Like a film 3 pounds exposed. You know, as you get older, Dora, and get a bit wiser, you'll have film in stolen cameras developed. Give you 100.
Well, all right, give me the money.
Hey, wait a minute. You read the papers, ain't you, Dora? Wasn't you stabbed that American, was it? Wonder if I ought to offer you only 50.
While Dora the housemaid sold the camera that would have led us to a murderer, while the murderer and his thugs waited for us to find Ridgeway, while Ridgeway hid with the cigarette girl from the Red Feathers Club in Soho, we groped in the dark. But not for long.
Lucky Break gives Major Keene a much-needed clue. And the next chapter of suspense in Dossier on Demetrius.